This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift is breaking records with the release of her Speak Now, Taylor's Version album. It debuted at number one with the biggest numbers of the year so far for any release. Swift also set a record for the female artist with the most number one albums in history. She now has a dozen, moving ahead of Barbara Streisand, with whom she was formerly tied with at 11. Sorry, Babs. Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez are divorcing after 2 years. The singer and real estate agent have been separated since January, but have remained on good terms. Gomez visited Grande on the set of Wicked in London in a last-ditch attempt to save their marriage, but that failed. She should have just stayed with Pete Davidson. Oh wait, he's in rehab. Next! Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox have reconciled. The rocker dropped a flirty comment on the Transformers star's latest Instagram post, which read, "The forest is my oldest friend," and showed her posing nearly nude in a bikini on a tree branch. MGK replied, "If this is what a wild animal looks like, I'd let it maul me." Aww, love. Vanderpump Rules star Ariana Madix is the first celebrity contestant joining season 32 of Dancing with the Stars, which will return to ABC this year. Judge Derek Hoff said, quote, "This season, we're going absolutely mad. Mad for Madix," unquote. Former judge Len Goodman, now dead, said, quote, unquote. Mark Zuckerberg is getting the ultimate stamp of approval from the world's best MMA fighter. Featherweight Alex Volkanovski gave his personal guarantee that Zuck's ability would impress even his most ardent critic. "I guarantee you, you guys would be very surprised," Alex said of his aptitude on the mat. Oh, I'd definitely pay to see Zuckerberg kick Elon Musk's butt.
Dead or alive?
Heather O'Rourke was best known as the child star of the hit film Poltergeist in 1982 and its two sequels. She uttered the famous line, "They're here." Dead or alive? Dead. O'Rourke died in 1988 after suffering two heart attacks at the age of 12. She's not here. Aww. Sean Penn and Kristen Wiig enjoyed a day out on the beach in L.A. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty co-stars had their bodies on display as they laid out. Penn, 62, played catch with his golden retriever, while Wiig, 49, relaxed as she tanned. And the couple were seen doing some serious canoodling. Ah, so that's what's making sea lions ill. Raquel Leviss has reportedly checked out of the mental health facility she's called home for the past 2 months. The Vanderpump Rules star, 28, left the Meadows in Wickenburg, Arizona with a $200,000 bill and is staying with a friend. A source said, quote, "She's like a different person," unquote. Well, for that amount of money, she better be. Morgan Wallen heard one of the Idaho murder victims was a huge fan of his, so he took it upon himself to seek out the late college student's family and offer an invitation to his concert. He touched base with Ethan Chapin's loved ones, and besides the tickets, he also handed the family a donation check to the Ethan Smile Foundation. Okay, maybe he's classy after all.
Idiot of the Week!
Cardi B and Offset had a hell of a time at their daughter Culture's 5th birthday party, at one point grinding on each other like they were the only ones in the room. The lavish Super Mario-themed bash included custom backpacks, a ball pit, a ceramics area, a bouncy house, and more. And parents that need to get a room. Idiots! James Cameron is selling his longtime oceanfront California ranch for $33 million. The 100-acre property was purchased by the Titanic director in 1999 for $4 million. Cameron had written the blockbuster movie Avatar at the ranch, which is located on the coast of Santa Barbara County. Now someone else will be sinking money into it. Las Vegas police served a search warrant in Henderson, Nevada, related to the unsolved 1996 shooting of hip-hop icon Tupac Shakur. Lieutenant Jason Johansson said, quote, "It's a case that's gone unsolved, and hopefully one day we can change that," unquote. Tupac was gunned down on September 7, 1996, and no witnesses have ever come forward. The woman who's been arrested in connection with the death of Robert De Niro's 19-year-old grandson, Leandro De Niro, warned the teen about the fentanyl-laced pills she sold him. Yeah. A text between Sophia Marks, 20, and Leandro said, quote, "Do you really need them? I don't want to kill you," unquote. Wow, a dealer with a conscience? The actor's strike is in full swing, and writers have already been striking since May 2nd. Actors are not permitted to do any auditions and can't make any promotional appearances on podcasts or walk any red carpets. Therefore, any studio premieres or, say, a Comic-Con in San Diego would have no actors present. Hey, studios, time to talk.
The Trash Bin.
Podcaster Adam 22 is fending off his haters, saying letting his wife have sex with adult star Jason Love on camera was a great business move, and now there's hard data to back that up. Adam 22 lookups climbed by a whopping 4,000%, while searches for Jason have grown by 1,400%. Please don't have kids.
The news wrap up.
Apple launched its online store on China's giant WeChat messaging app. Africa's gaming market is expected to top $1 billion in 2024 in the face of a global slowdown. India could account for 20% of Apple's user growth, according to Morgan Stanley. Elon Musk says Twitter cash flow is negative due to ad revenue declines and heavy debt. Threads, anyone?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Barbie, starring Margot Robbie, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Speak Now, Taylor's version, stays on top for the second week.
The number one app.
Once again, it's Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
It's Beyond the Story by BTS and Myung-Suk Kang.
Singer Dominic Fike is taking a break from relationships after his split with Euphoria co-star Hunter Schafer ended. He has also revealed that when he got the role on Euphoria, his private life bizarrely echoed that of his character on the series. He was using drugs and often showed up on set high. Despite being warned about his drug use, the producers basically looked the other way. Fike says he is newly sober and looking forward to working on season 3 whenever the actor and writer's strikes get resolved. He also has a new song featured in the hit film Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which we love. Here's Dominic Fike with the song of the week, Mona Lisa.
I know you like your space and distance, yeah. You don't take admissions. They told you not to date musicians, yeah. But can't make you listen. Stick to the ones who let you make all the decisions and look the other way. And you already know what your mother say. And you already know I'm a number away. I was about to give you all of me on all the weekends. And all I wanted was apologies and all of your bed. Over my heels, falling on my head. But all of my feels were already dead. And if I could rewind it for you, if you could remind me of what I felt before I felt for your idea of love, love is when you try to place it out your mind, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. Love is when you try to make it out alive, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. Mona Lisa.
That was Dominic Fike with the song of the week, Mona Lisa. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.